The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Australia Post last week flagged this Christmas would be the biggest online shopping event in Australia, and they're gearing up for a 25% increase in online shopping. Of course, the CEO has since been stood aside over those Cartier watches bought for her executives. Joining me now is Marketing Focus Managing Director Barry Urquhart. Barry, do these projections for Christmas shopping sound extraordinary?
Jenna, good morning. No, they're not. They're already unfolding and they've already arrived. In July, we had a peak of increase of about 25% with online purchasing. Mm. Now, that's let's take a measure of that. That's about $32 billion a year in a $320 billion Main Street retailing sector. So the sales of online have grown from 8% of total sales to 10%. Now, the issue is that in many instances, the consumers were very disaffected with the delivery mm-hmm. because the expectations, primarily because of Amazon standards, is same-day delivery and certainly no worse than the next morning. And when it doesn't happen, there was actually a 2% decline in sales in July. So there's there. Consumers are utilizing it, but they're very demanding, highly expectant, and it is all determined by delivery on time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, Barry, being here in WA, delivery is usually a little bit lag-worthy, but is it going to be even worse at Christmas time? And could this really have a big impact for businesses?
Well, the consumers will not tolerate it, and the answer is no, that can't be the case. And I think that Christmas this year will ironically be a growth era. Mm. Now, let's talk about that within the context. Unofficially, the peak Christmas trading period started last Friday. And a lot of people say, why last Friday? Well, one event will actually increase worldwide revenue across the board. And that was the launch of the iPhone 12 from Apple. Now, interestingly enough, the year before, Apple did not release a new product in October, November. And therefore, last year in Australia, Christmas sales actually contracted. Purely and simply, with one product, it is grown. Now, that's point one. Point two, and I think this is the most sobering realization of how integral online purchases are today. There's only three companies in the world which have a market value of $1 trillion, and that's Amazon included. Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, and get your mind around this, Jenna, 8% of the American GDP, the gross domestic product, the total economy of America, 8% of it is now transacted on Amazon, in short, online.
Cheese and whiskers. I really should have made a real concerted effort to go and be his second wife, Barry.
Well, there's the message. Now, let's think about that. We will be taking reflection on November 11th. Armistice Day, and so we should.
Yes.
But Armistice Day in China will actually be Singles Day. That's going
right.
to be the equivalent of Cyber Monday in America or Click Frenzy in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It is the portal, which is Alibaba, the Chinese portal,
uh-huh.
they are having their Singles Day, which is an online purchase day. Within the first 2 hours, they will do more than $2 billion worth of business. They will do in one day with Singles Day in China with Alibaba, and many Australians will be buying as part of Singles Day. They will do more in one day than what Australia will do as a broad retail sector from the 1st of November to the 24th of December.
That is absolutely bonkers. Barry, it's really interesting seeing these shopping events that do happen out of America and China. Are Australians signing up to more of these? Because I know that Click Frenzy is becoming quite an institution here. Is it just going to be on absolute steroids this year?
Oh, yes, there's no question about that, because officially our Christmas year will start on the 27th of November. Friday, the 27th of November, which we've embraced very quickly and are growing faster than the Americans at the moment, on Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
much of which will actually be online purchasing. Then the very next day, now think about events like this, there will be Small Business Saturday. And then on the Sunday, the following day, it's Local Sunday. And then the following Monday, Cyber Monday, which is
wow.
Encouraging people to buy online. So people have got money, but they've got to be given a reason and a reason to celebrate and participate. So event marketing will be foremost in the minds of retailers, mm-hmm. of manufacturers, distributors, and the supply companies like Australia Post. They must be there delivering the promise on time, because that's where the upside of an economy affected and afflicted by the pandemic can be, overcoming those sort of impediments and barriers and filters.
And that's the thing, right, Barry? Can we have faith that our Christmas shopping will make it on time, or do we have to be super duper organised this year?
Oh, well, retailers, and small retailers in particular, can't say, well, that's an option we'll get into online retailing today. It's mandatory. So you've got to be there. You've got to be communicating, and you've got to deliver the promise, because there's the problem. When you are going in as a small business to go online, what you must always factor in is that people, when they buy online, have got less affinity to their decisions, mm-hmm. and therefore the returns of products are three times greater than when they are bought within a bricks and mortar store. So it's a very expensive habit, and there's two factors on that. One, if you're into small business and going online, don't even entertain the thought that you're going to charge a freight cost, because the consumers will walk away very quickly. Mm-hmm. And if they return it, don't contemplate that you're going to be charging the consumers then, because that equally is sitting on quo. No way. You're not going to get that sort of even considered with the consumers. Yeah. So it is a cost of doing business, and you've got to be very sensitive. So it's mandatory. It must be there. But I just caution people who aren't already into that sort of thing, make sure that you've got the infrastructure and the support and the standards which will enable you to deliver same day.
Australia Post has been in the spotlight for the past couple of weeks. It's an iconic Aussie business, a public business. How does a scandal, as we've seen in front of the Senate committee hearing over the past couple of weeks, how does it affect their brand amongst us?
Well, I think it does more in the media than in personal relationships, because interestingly enough, a lot of Australians today don't have a lot of interaction with Australia Post. The postman doesn't deliver all that often. They only come every second day. You don't now, at Christmas Day, you know, and the week before Christmas, put out a bottle of beer or some sort of boxed gift to your postman, because you don't know your postman. Mm. So there's not an ongoing close relationship and personal. In fact, the tenure of the typical Australian postman, and I put postman and not being wanting to be sexist myself, but the post deliverer, whether it's male or female, their tenure in their positions is within weeks rather than months. So there's a very high turnover. So there's not an ongoing close emotional relationship between Australia Post and the actual consumers. It's going more to the post delivery and that type of situation, but it's an entirely different arrangement. So Australia Post, well, the option is you can go to Toll. Toll is owned by Japan Post. Mm. Japan Post paid something like $6.5 billion for that company. They're trying to offload it at the moment for less than $2 billion, because they can't make money. So their biggest competitor coming out of Japan is really losing money hand over fist, and is almost an unsaleable commodity. Therefore, Australia Post, in reality and in a marketing sense, if they haven't got a real monopoly, they've got a perceptual monopoly within the minds of many Australians.
Yeah, and that's a thing, right, Barry? I think a lot of specifically West Australian consumers who will be buying a lot online over Christmas, the only relationship we have now is, you know, having to wait, you know, two weeks for our delivery when we buy something from Melbourne or Sydney and things like that. Can we have faith that if we are super duper organised for Christmas, that they will arrive on time, or is it a bit of a wait and see to see how they go with COVID and restrictions over East?
Well, there's a kitchenware retailer here in Western Australia who's currently doing more than 60% of their business online throughout Victoria. So we are getting some businesses, but there is a variable standard, and therefore consumers are annoyed, frustrated. I think the implicit point of your question is, are we loyal to those retailers who deliver the promise? Mm. Well, there's high expectations, there's high anxiety within Australia. We're grossly disappointed, we're not loyal, and if you kind of falter in any way, shape or form and not deliver, then there's a very good prospect that they're not going to be lining up to be buying your product, your merchandise, or giving any loyalty to your brand during the course of the year of 2021.
And that's the thing, right, Barry, because if it may not even lie with the retailer, it has everything to do with the delivery arm. So I guess what's are retailers right to feel a little bit anxious around Christmas, considering that they may do everything they can in their power to ensure that things are shipped at an appropriate time, but then delivery is letting them down?
Jenna, Christmas is always important, notwithstanding the fact that we're becoming a very egalitarian society and less religious than what we are. It is still the biggest trading period of the entire year. The reason why Black Friday is called Black Friday, and that's Friday the 27th of November, is up until that day, retailers have been trading for the whole year, particularly this year, paying off overheads, wages, insurance, inventory, rent, and that type of situation. 100% of the profits of a majority of Australian businesses are banked and recorded during the period of the 27th of November and the 24th of December. So retailers will be very anxious. They know full well that you do not get a second chance to create the first impression, but you don't get a second chance to actually establish and sustain a relationship with a highly demanding, well-informed, price-sensitive consumer who are saying, I want value, I want quality, and above all else, I want it now.
Indeed. Couldn't have said it better myself. Marketing Focus Managing Director Barry Urquhart. Great to chat. We'll touch base with you again soon.
Looking forward to it, Jenna. Thank you for the opportunity.